Now, Austin's number one fantasy sports show. It's the Wagner Wire, presented by Audiovisual Consultations.
What would you say you do here?
I am the eyes and ears of this institution, my friends.
A manager baseball team.
Little League?
Fantasy League.
He's worth a million in prizes.
It's our fantasy baseball draft.
Your fantasy what?
The fantasy baseball. I told you all about this. Got Matsui.
All your fantasy sports updates.
It's a numbers game.
Now, the host from the East Coast. Here's Wags.
That was pretty classy.
All right, hour number two of the Wagner Wire. Welcome back. 1049, 1019 AM, 1260. Streaming live at HornetFM.com. All your questions for fantasy and any type of consulting. Money consulting here.
I'm here.
We don't call it gambling.
Financial analysis.
Financial consulting. That's what the Wagner Wire is. It's an investment club. That's what it is. Give us your money. Come on, we'll make it happen for you. I promise. I mean, eventually we'll make it happen for you. Welcome back. It's hour number two here. Just a reminder, at the bottom of the hour, we got Al Walsh coming on, my cousin from New Jersey. He's really not my cousin, but that's just what we call him because he allows us to place, I don't know, consultations. Oh, speaking of which, AV Consultations, there are the sponsor, the featured sponsor here for the Wagner Wire every hour, brought to you by AV Consultations. Tom McKay, Audiovisual Consultations, 512-255-8678, the best in the business for 31 years, rather. They've been getting it done here in Austin, Texas. Make sure you give Tom McKay a call, 512-255-8678, or go to the website at avconsultations.com. Jonathan Taylor or Daryl Henderson, PPR.
Man, see if we have any other sponsors
already,
out there,
dude,
that need to listen.
Ready.
That want to be heard across the airwaves. And they should think about sponsoring this show because everybody comes to you for their fantasy football information.
Right. That's right. Jonathan Taylor or Daryl Henderson, PPR. I'm going to tell you Jonathan Taylor. I'm a big believer in Jonathan Taylor. I think the Rams got a little bit. I think they're just going to be a little bit more in the passing aerial attack this week. I see a lot of Cooper Kupp. I see a lot of Rashad Woods with Matt Stafford, who just looks like he's found a new life.
Yeah.
With Sean McVay. I mean, you knew that the arm talent was superior with Matt Stafford. He just had to get out of Detroit.
And
no slouch to golf. Golf had a pretty decent game last week, too.
Yeah, and we talked about this in the first hour. We talked about how coaching can affect a player's career.
100.
And you're seeing it live and in color here with the new and renewed Matthew Stafford.
What about Jameis? Are you buying in the Jameis?
I was just about
to ask
you.
Walsh is a huge Jameis Winston fan. I got to ask him this too.
Because I was going to ask you for my team personally.
What are you looking at?
Well, because you know this is just like I'm not sure what the proper term is, but you know,
Cowboy Bebop made Adult Swim. Did we talk about that already?
No, we did not. But
Cowboy Bebop did make Adult Swim.
You really feel that?
It was a really good show. It was for anime.
Yeah, I mean, Bleach was also on Adult Swim, too. I thought that was pretty solid, but
Sam? Did we talk about
good.
This?
This was the finish of Smash or Pass.
Sorry, I hit myself in my eyeball with my headset.
I'm trying to answer all the tweets or all the text messages.
Yeah, keep them coming. We do appreciate
absolutely.
That.
We're flooded. Usually this is when we get flooded, and they're usually with fantasy football-related questions.
Totally understandable.
I'm taking Jonathan Taylor today.
Okay.
Over Daryl Henderson.
There, it's been spoken.
It has been spoken. All right, well, what do you got for your fantasy football?
Well, okay, so I have Josh Allen, right?
He's my
starting quarterback, okay. Right? But he underperformed in week one, right? So I saw on the waiver.
Sometimes performance is an issue.
I saw on the waiver that Winston was available, and I put it in the waiver. I got him. So it's like, well, who should I start today? I'm like, I'm with Walsh. I mean, I believe that the same thing that's happening for Stafford is happening for Jameis Winston. He just needed the person, the right coach, and the right system to truly unlock his NFL potential because he has the arm. And this guy's a winner. We've seen it happen.
I think Winston has the better matchup in terms of, you know, the opposition letting points up to quarterbacks. I think Winston is the guy you want there. I mean, right now, Carolina's, I mean, I know it's only week one, but they're 16th in the NFL at allowing points to opposing quarterbacks. So
yeah, I'm trying to go with the numbers too.
And Winston looked really, really good. I mean,
but you know, that's also my concern, because I try to be a little pragmatic, right? And it's like, okay, so it's like the opposite of what we talked about with Aaron Rodgers, where he had a bad performance. So, you know, he's going to have a great performance.
Is this going to come down? Like, is he going to come down off this cloud?
Like, are we going to get an old school Jameis Winston game where he's just tossing up five interceptions all of a sudden?
Right.
Because you still know that that's a possibility, even under the tutelage of Sean Payton.
Yeah, it's gonna be tough, man.
It's a tough one because it can go either way.
That's a tough. I mean, Josh, you just know the ceiling with Josh Allen. Like Allen can usually give you around 35 to 40 points.
Well, they're taking on the Dolphins this week,
but the Dolphins and on defense the are no slouch. So that's the why. Thing. And then road dogs. And both of these guys are road dogs. Road dogs usually in the trends they throw more than you would if you're at home. Usually, when you're at home, you like to run the ball, maintain possession. Well, that's. I would think that that's the MO going in the most places, but
I was also thinking like, hey, Buffalo needs the win after dropping the first one, right?
Oh yeah.
Everyone. So it's kind of like, is he going to play better because of that? And that was the thing that had made me hesitant about this whole situation.
I like Jameis Winston here.
It's a good situation to have, I suppose.
Yeah, it's a really good problem. A really good problem. I mean, I think both will have decent weeks or decent games this week. Okay, Lamar, Dak, James Robinson. Mike Evans, like, I don't understand the question. Lamar or Dak? Oh, I got you here. Lamar or Dak, James Robinson or Mike Davis? This is tough. Robinson laid me in. Actually, Davis and Robinson kind of laid me an egg last week.
Yeah. Neither one. If you have somebody else, maybe.
I'm a believer in Dak.
Like, oh, I am.
I think this year is Dak's year. He's got his weapons there. You saw the splits from last year when he was in. He looked great. He looked fantastic. Zeke is not being able to get off the bar, just not being able to get out of the starting blocks like we wanted him to. So I think that maybe goes into the effect of Zach throwing it a little bit more. Does Dak have the ability to drop back 40 times? I think so.
Oh, he showed it at least in week one.
But, you know, here's the thing is with Baltimore, right? You know, now with everybody going down in that backfield, it's all on Lamar Jackson.
Well,
he is the catalyst of that. All most quarterbacks are the catalyst of the offense, though. Like, I'd argue that Derrick Henry is the catalyst of the Tennessee Titans offense. Lamar Jackson's the catalyst of the Ravens offense.
Yeah,
I think Dak's going to have a great season, but I mean, I like Lamar Jackson. I mean, going up against, look at what Baker did to the Chiefs. I think Lamar Jackson has to show out, man.
I mean. Look, I love Dak, and you see me wearing the Cowboy jersey. I don't intend to be the Skip Bayless of this show.
Excuse me. Yeah.
But are you going with Dak or Lamar?
I think I'm going with Dak. No, I'm going with Lamar.
Okay.
I'm so up in the air because Dak's going up against the Chargers, too.
But. Yeah. I have to be a little realistic and put some asterisks on all of this Dak stuff, right? Great first game. The second game is going to be much more difficult. He was already shorthanded on the offensive line. Smith is out. You know, that's the guy who's protecting his blind side. So he's going to have like a mishmash offensive line, which never really bodes well for a quarterback, right? And then, like you mentioned previously,
Zeke,
a little slow to the start. I'm hoping that he can get on track but after getting the money, but we really don't know. But in the positives, I mean, CeeDee Lamb. He's got himself a real target. And CeeDee Lamb's on my team. So, I mean, we got a lot of points last week.
Not just that. Like, I'm just down on Amari Cooper, too. And Amari Cooper showed out.
Yeah.
These players are ready to play. They're ready to perform, man.
You think back to that Tampa Bay game. If the kicker doesn't miss a field goal and he actually converts a couple of his extra points, which is usually supposed to be money in the NFL, we got to win.
I like Ike. 5 touchdowns last week for Winston. 5 picks this week.
That's what I'm afraid of.
That's what we were talking about is the ultimate balance of power going to shift and come back down. Is he going to come down out of the clouds?
Or is it after like a bad relationship when they said, you changed? Like, did he really change?
No, I mean, you got to think about it. Like, he was able to sit down and learn from Drew Brees, right? I mean, he had Arians as a coach as well. Like, mm-hmm. you thought that would bode well, but that's when he went into his 30-32 year.
Yeah.
Or no, 32-30 year.
There you
32
go.
Touchdowns, 30 interceptions.
The guy can sling it.
He's always been he's had tremendous arm talent his entire career. That's been the big thing with Jameis Winston. It's just been able to, you know, put it all together and, you know, throw it when you're spitting. Not try to force, not try to lean on that tremendous arm talent that you have and try and fit it in between four defensive backs.
You know, I know he got a bad rap in college because of the whole snow crab thing, but who didn't do silly stuff and grew up
eventually?
Did a
lot more than just the snow crab thing.
That's true. That's true. But you figure that hopefully that he's able to grow out of it and this is going to be the true professional Jameis Winston going forward. But we haven't really heard much from him, you know.
Well, he's got a good coach right now and a good mentor with Sean Payton. Like, I really believe that he can get the most out of – I thought Arians could get the most out of Jameis Winston too, but it looks like he's got a good fit. I mean – my God, coming up 5 touchdowns, dude. I mean, that's hard. But like I said, I'm kind of on the side with Ike here.
I'm tempered, man. Let's see
not
what
have
happens
too
first.
Big of a knee jerk reaction. I just think
I'm not expecting that this week, but I will roll with him.
I think it was a good pickup for you. I think it was a good pickup for you to go ahead and get Jameis Winston. I'm sure he's been the most picked up free agent this week after the performance that he had in week 1. I like Lamar Jackson this week, you know, with the question that came in with Dak or Lamar Jackson. I'm taking Lamar Jackson this week. I am. Going up against the Chiefs, having the Chiefs come to town, come to Baltimore. No, and it's not just, like, I think Dak has tremendous opportunity. It's not that I don't think that he's got the weapons or whatever. I think he's got better weapons than Lamar Jackson. I just think Lamar Jackson has to do it all. Like, he's got to do it.
Yeah, he is shorthanded, especially with the receiving core and the backfield.
It comes down to survivability, right? Like, it's necessity in this case. Like, it has to happen. Like, it, or else it's either sink or swim, bro. Yeah. Exactly. And if they come out and pitch in an egg, I'm either dying on that hill or, you know, living to success. That's for sure. All right, we got another question coming in. Full PPR, Allen Robinson or Chris Godwin? I don't know. Is Dalton going to forget about Allen Robinson? I'm usually reluctant with Tampa Bay or with receivers of Tom Brady just because he spreads the ball so much. Like last week it was Antonio Brown. This week it could be Godwin or it could be Evans or it could be Gronk. Like Gronk had a great game last week too. It's you just never know, man.
You know, I'm starting to think it will never be Mike Evans.
Why? Because you're an Aggie fan?
No, I mean, I think he's a great wide receiver. He's the reason why Johnny Manziel got the Heisman Trophy. Don't get me wrong. I mean, he's a talented wide receiver. We've seen it that he's been able to do so in the league.
Brady loves himself some Mike Evans.
But I just don't think he's going to be like that fantasy guy. Like, he's not going to be the consistent threat.
I think he'll consistently get you 15, maybe, but maybe 20 could be the cap. Like, I think Godwin is,
yeah, he's
I think, like,
one.
Godwin and Brown are the big play receivers for Tampa Bay.
Yeah, that's the funny thing about fantasy. It's like, I'm not saying that Mike Evans isn't a good player. I'm just saying for fantasy purposes, I don't feel like he's going to be consistently netting the points are necessary to be taking up a spot on the starting roster.
It's like picking the receivers between the Rams, right? Like, you know, Kupp and Woods are going to show out, but there's only two of them here with the Bucks. You got three. You know what I mean? Like, this is the Super Bowl champions that we're talking about here. Brady's got some weapons around him, surrounded by talent. It's just a matter of which one he's going to pick. That's why I'm always reluctant to go with a wide receiver that usually connects from Brady. And this one, I got to go with Chris Godwin just because I don't know if Andy Dalton even knows that Allen Robinson's on the team.
That's a good point.
I mean, it's true. Like,
how much longer until we see Justin Fields?
It's got to come soon. Maybe after week 4. I mean, I don't know if Andy has a really good relationship with somebody in the front office or something.
Oh, you're saying there's a tape?
I don't know. I mean, maybe him and Nagy are having Matt Nagy, the head coach of the Bears. Maybe they're having dinner every night. I'm not sure. I don't think there's a tape or nothing like he doesn't have any dirty stuff on anyone. I don't know, maybe Andy Dalton's a really good guy. He's a senior quarterback. He's a veteran quarterback.
Yeah, he's been in this league for a long time, had some success, especially playing for Cincinnati.
Up and down, and then, you know, a little bit of a journey with the, you know, going to the Cowboys and then back up to Chicago. But, I mean, I think it's a matter of not wanting to roll your rookie out there and just throw him into the fray. But to me, that's always been the best way to learn.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, of course, if you're investing into your franchise, into your future, I don't know if you would want the future of your franchise to go out there and just be subjected to hits on hits on hits.
Yeah, so, you know, you bring up a good point with that because I look at it, it's like when you go and buy like a fresh pair of Jordans or a brand new pair of white sneakers, right? And it's like you're going to wear them
first
eventually.
Let me ask you a question. How much money do you spend on Jordans?
Oh, I don't. Okay. I don't have
that type of Jordan money, but I do have a pair. I do have two pairs of Jordans, mm-hmm. and I don't even, I think I'll look at them.
Yeah, you know see, because I mean? Like, it's like.
No, I do. I wear those orange and gold, the orange, black, and gold Jordans. I wear them to work every now and then.
I feel like a rookie quarterback in the NFL is like a fresh pair of Jordans in the sense it's like you're going to have to wear, you want to wear them eventually. That's why you invested sure. in the product, sure,
but
right?
They're just so clean.
but it's like, when are you willing to take that risk and get them dirty? And at what occasion do you give them their first wear? And that's always the toughest question to answer, right? And that's how I feel about rookie quarterbacks in the NFL. But at some point, you got to take a step on the grass and risk seeing if there's mud or not in it, right?
Do we have a – no, you do, you're absolutely – you got to see what your Jordans can get you. You got to see how much higher you can jump in your Jordans, yeah. dude, right? Cause, and that's the thing, too. Like, when you had your new shoe on, you felt like you could run faster. Yep. You felt like you could jump higher. Maybe the Bears can do it. Bears can run higher or run faster and jump higher with Fields in there. I don't know.
But I think we're going to see it soon, though.
Dude, I think you're right. I think – honestly, I think just out of the professional courtesy of the Bears, I think they give Dalton 4 weeks. I think that's just the going rate, right? And yeah. unless there is adversity in front of them.
There is an extra game this season, so why not, right?
Right. I mean, you want to make the playoffs, don't you? I don't know. Well, I don't know. Or do you want to bomb out and get a better pick?
You know you're not winning the North. Exactly.
You're not winning the
North. We said this like 3 weeks ago. Who's already going to win the NFC North?
But, I mean, we look like idiots because they're going to, you know, they lost week one.
Yeah, but it's just week one. We all know who's that quarterback
chaotic.
In that team.
Chaotic. Absolutely. Yeah, by the way, do we get a status check on Matt Ryan? Is he okay? Is he alive?
That's a terrific question.
Because he got rocked against the Eagles last week.
Oh, yeah. It looked like a crime scene.
Dude,
it
did. Dude. He's just laying down there into the grass, yeah, bro. Man.
I was just like, hell.
Trampled on. Ryan's got a pretty good matchup this week going up against Tampa Bay, though. We talked about that Super Bowl championship defense. Again, only one game for range, but they're 28th at allowing opposition at the
– Yeah, you saw what the Cowboys did to them.
That's why I like that. Like, I think – you know Dak can make the throws. He's got the weapons. That's the thing. I just really believe that Lamar Jackson, it's going to get – like, you saw what happened with the Chiefs last week against Baker Mayfield.
Mm-hmm.
You're telling me Lamar Jackson can't do that?
I think that he would be able to.
I think he can carve him up.
Exactly.
I think he can carve him up, man. That's why I'm saying go with Lamar
Jackson. And that was Baker Mayfield without ODB.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. I say the ODB a lot.
Yeah, I know.
Too.
I was going
to
say
it's OBJ, but yeah. I say ODB a lot too because he is an ODB. No, that dude can get after it. And speaking of that, we got another PPR question in Landry or Antonio Brown. I like Landry here. I know Antonio Brown had a huge week last week.
I know, but we just went over this.
We did. I like Landry. I think Landry going up against, I don't know, going up against, man, I'd like to think that Houston is a better defense, but we know that Houston, I mean,
let's not kid ourselves.
I
know you're trying to be optimistic.
I want to be optimistic for the Houston crowd and the Houston faithful listening, but it's looking
bad. I forget we have Houston fans that live here.
But I mean, look, but check this out. Like, Houston was not supposed to win last week. Like, everybody has gone against them and just basically written them off. Like,
yeah.
The Texans are not supposed to win 5 games. They looked good. T-Mobile looked good last week.
Yes. Very impressive.
He might be a fantasy
sleeper
this week too. Ooh. Man. A nice little value play. Hey, we got to take a break. Don't go anywhere. On the other side, we got Al Walsh coming on to break down all the green that you need in your pocket. It's the Wagner Wire, 1049, 1019 AM 1260. Streaming live at hornfm.com.
Now, back to the Wagner Wire.
Get so happy. One of the best riffs in music right there. Well, Steve Winwood, man. We talk about this every time, dude.
Oh, yeah. Steve Winwood. One of the favorites.
Make me a higher love. This guy's everywhere, man. What's another one?
Valerie.
Spencer Davis Group.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Spencer Davis Group.
Give us some loving. Give me some loving.
Well, I have to die, but a lot of da 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 da. Yeah, awesome. Way, yeah, great. Man. We're talented musicians here in the Wagner Wire.
This is why we just host,
we do
not
have
in the band,
some
right?
talent on the show, though. Right now, we go to the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline. It is Al Walsh. Mr. Al Walsh comes on. Bayonne's own, the very talented consultant, my cousin from New Jersey, because we can't have nice things in Texas. We can't gamble in Texas. But we can consult. What's up, Walsh? How you doing?
When I'm referred to as the talent, you know it's going to be a long Sunday.
The ship's going down, brother. What's going on? What do you got going on? First off, man, I'm sorry that I missed you last week. I had to fly back to Maryland and take care of some personal things. But, man, it's great to hear your voice. We made it, baby. Another year of football together, Wags and Walsh again. Welcome back to the Wagner Wire for this awesome money driving sport called football. And Walsh, you're here because you have to put all the green that we need in our pocket.
That's right. Now, it's probably a good thing that I didn't come on last week. 1-4.
Hey, look, dude, it wasn't just you. It was everybody,
we
bro.
Had this conversation.
Everybody. Yeah. It was so chaotic last week.
Listen, so that I wanted to make that a segue, though, that 1-4 last week, so I am due this week. So let's get rocking and rolling running off the ropes.
Okay, so Walsh,
off the top
I'm going to hit you with the first question there, Randy Macho Man Savage, Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
Oh, yeah!
Dig it, baby snail Slim Jim. Yeah, Elizabeth, will you marry me? Let me ask you a question, dude.
That was lovely.
Jameis Winston. I know you're a huge Jameis Winston fan, and you just talked about the 1-4 ratio for you. All right, what about the 5-0 ratio for Jameis Winston? Is it going to be 0-5 like our guy Ike on the Specs text line says?
Yeah, I'm a big proponent of betting my money with the Carolina Panthers this week. Now,
okay. Wow.
I understand that last week was, you know, it was absolutely tilting for every single Bucs fan that exists out there because, you know, I saw this matchup in week one and this was supposed to take place in New Orleans, right? And I thought to myself, oh my goodness, like Packers -3. This is nice. Then the game gets moved to Jacksonville. We start going to 4. We start going to 4.5. And I go, okay, you know, like
that's interesting.
Maybe we're on the right side of things right here. And then we get a 38-3 big old donkey burger right there for us Packers bettors. So, and again, listen, I have seen plenty of Jameis Winston games in my entire life. I understand that the guy makes mistakes. I don't know what happened. Like, the Packers just didn't show up. As I talked about on my own podcast this week, Taking Sides, I basically said that Aaron Rodgers was probably – drinking hurricanes with Michael Thomas on Saturday night before the game. And now, keep in mind, if he's drinking hurricanes on Saturday night in New Orleans when the game's in Jacksonville, he's got some traveling. That's the only explanation that I have for the 38-3 crap burger that we saw there. But I'm going with the Panthers in this one. I know everybody's real excited about the Saints. Basically, what we could take away from that game last Sunday is that the Packers were just terrible, right? Like, they just did not walk off the plane.
Right.
This was not what we should expect from the Packers, but we should certainly not expect this from the Saints. I know a lot of money or a lot of bets are going in the direction of the Saints this week. Sharp money has been on the Panthers all week. I'm still rocking and rolling with it, so I think this is going to be a nice day. So I find myself in a little bit of a predicament here, but sometimes you have to be honest with yourself. I am facing Christian McCaffrey in both of my season-long weeks this year.
Good
but
luck.
I have got him peppered all over my DFS lineups, and I got the Panthers money line this week. I got Panthers money line. I got Panthers +3.5. I got Panthers +4. Rolling big with the Panthers today.
I'm loving it, Walsh. All right, so that's the question I threw at you, man. Now, just go ahead and give me what's in your bag of goodies, buddy.
So, the biggest thing I want to take away from this week is that we got the Steelers facing the Raiders. So, keep in mind, the Raiders played the Monday night game you know, the huge swing of emotions and, you know, kind of how that whole thing went. Now they're coming all the way across the country on a short week to face the Steelers. And keep in mind, too, the Raiders on Pacific time zone, you know, they're losing about 2-3 hours this week in terms of preparation. Right. You know, you finish the late game on Monday night, you're not doing all that stuff. Having to come across the country. Now, our good friends at the Action Network pulled up the numbers earlier in the week. Teams that are in the Pacific time zone coming to the Eastern time zone to face an Eastern time zone team, they are 5-12-1. That's a 29% efficiency rate against the spread in that you know, particular, you know, whatever.
Vicinity.
In that situation right there. So, yeah, 29% of the time, teams from the Pacific coming to the Eastern time zone do not cover in that. And I know that, you know, we've seen the spread go as high as 6 and 7 in some spots, but I have it, Steelers, 5.5 today, and I'm okay with, you know, them winning this game by more than a touchdown. Also, if you would like to bet the first half in this one, that's probably a good move too. I've seen it as high as 3.5 for the Steelers. You could even take the money line, I think they're like -170, but yeah, I think Steelers in pretty much every regard today are the way to go.
Nice. I'll take the Steelers with you too, brother. What else you got?
Eagles today against the 49ers. So,
dude, they look good. They won. I thought they killed Matt Ryan last week.
I think they did, and that's okay. You know, he's playing the Bucs today. If he's dead against the Buccaneers, that's good. That's a good thing for the Buccaneers. But, I think that the, you know, and we've seen it, right? The line opened at 4 in favor of the 49ers. We've already seen it go down as high as 3. If you are an employee at Awesomeo, like I am myself, you would know that in their algorithm for this week, the Eagles' defense is everywhere if you're building lineups over on DraftKings DFS. So I think that this is a pretty good situation. Now, the Niners, they played their game last week in Detroit, so they stayed in West Virginia for the week. They typically do this so that they don't have to fly all the way back to San Francisco to come back across the country. Nevertheless, I don't think it's going to help them. So I've got Eagles defense everywhere. And also, too, if you're building lineups there on DraftKings, Jalen Hurts, not a bad option there. I believe he's 6,500 this week. Yes, he is. And look, this is just a damn good spot for the Eagles. You know, the 49ers with their whole running back situation. I know everybody wants to take that situation and say, hey, listen, you know, we're gonna have more carries from the Niners' backfield and this and that. Nah, I don't think that that's the case. You got to remember blocking schemes and protections and things like that. For this 49ers offense, they might be playing in catch-up mode today, and that's not the best way to get the San Francisco offense. So I'm rolling Eagles +3. Might sprinkle a little money line in there as well before it's all said and done.
So let's go to the tight end. We know that George Kittle is one of the best tight ends, but you mentioned that ferocious Eagles defense, and that they looked tremendous last week against the Falcons. Do you think, you know, them being able to get after it actually bodes well for George Kittle going into this week? I mean, you got to think that Jimmy GQ isn't really going to be after Ayuk or Deebo Samuel too much. I mean, they had a really good connection last week. If you stack that, you brought in some money, that's for sure. But it looks, I mean, you mentioned the Hurts play, 6,500. You got to think that he's got a, you know, on the other end of that, George Kittle going up against that ferocious defense has got to be a really good play at tight end. I mean, you could have really good tight end play in this too. Goddard's going up, you know, what, 4,600, and he's going up against, you know, the 30 worst defense in terms of allowing points to tight end. So I don't know. I think maybe if you want to flex on George Kittle here, you got to pay 6,400, but you can drop down there and go ahead and get Goddard there for 46.
As a George Kittle owner in week one against the Lions, I can say that I was not too happy with that performance, right? But it was sort of a different game script, if you will, right? Like the Niners got out to the huge lead, didn't have to throw as much. I know Kittle had a nice catch towards the end of that, but I think if we're looking for a tight end, Kittle is a pretty good option to go to, right? Like a lot of people aren't going to be looking at him this week. And again, we're talking more in the DFS sphere here, but this is somewhere where a lot of teams probably aren't going to look. And if that makes sense with the Eagles defense, you know, showing up on all the projections and, you know, and again, they're 2,400 on DraftKings. So that's probably, you know, why we're going there. But yeah, I think that Kittle can certainly be a viable threat today in DFS. I think, I think seven catches, maybe.
Yeah, that's
yards
around there. Yeah.
Is very capable this week. So, yeah, I'm certainly cool with Kittle.
Well, the thing that I like about the Eagles defense, Walsh, and you know, here's the thing about defenses, right? You know they're going to, you know, give up points. You know they're going to surrender points. They start out with 10, and that's the reason is because you get that cushion is because all defense gets scored, or mostly every defense gets scored on. But the Eagles get after it. They get you sacks. They get you interceptions. They get you some turnovers. They might not get you the pick sixes or the defensive punt returns or stuff like that, but they do get after the quarterback. I do see Jimmy GQ getting sacked a couple of times in this game.
Absolutely. They're going to be very ferocious. Well, Nicky Sirianni, he'll probably go find his way down to Passangino's after the game for a little cheesesteak. That's how his name sounds, and that's how he rolls. But no, look, new coach in Philly, new sort of optimism. They absolutely thrashed the Falcons in that opener. It's the home opener for the Eagles fans, so you know they're going to be very loud out there. My buddy Mark, who's actually a 49ers fan from the great city of Bayonne, New Jersey, he is going to the game today, so I will be praying for him the entire time, making sure that he doesn't get a bottle broken over his head or something like that. But it's oh, my goodness. You know what? That was a terrible joke. Remember I told you the last time I went golfing and I hit a guy in the back?
Yeah,
of the
head? That's
what
I was.
That guy.
Yeah, I know. I'm so, oh, my God. Is he okay?
Same guy.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, so I don't want him getting a golf ball in the back
this
of the head.
Already sounds,
a bottle in the back of the head.
This already sounds like an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, God.
All right, Walsh, else you got in your bag of goodies?
All right, let's go to the 4 o'clock window because I think that's where pretty much all the excitement is today. And by the way, I'm sorry. Before we get there in the 1 o'clock window, go with Noah Fant in DFS tight end action over there. 4,200 over there for him. The Jaguars, they cannot tackle to save their franchise. But also too, don't forget Jerry Judy's out and Teddy Bridgewater likes to go with those underneath routes. So Noah Fant, it is for me at the tight end position. But let's go to the 4 o'clock window. As I said, this is where all the excitement is today. We could start off with the Dallas Cowboys and the Los Angeles Chargers. That's certainly going to be a high area to look for DFS today. I got a lot of action in this game. Keenan Allen, for one. I mean, the guy just does nothing but get targets his whole life. He's only 7,000 on DraftKings. That is an absolute steal, especially, you know, and again, today, like I said, that's where all the action is at 4 o'clock. So if you want to have a nice piece of the 4 o'clock window, I think Keenan Allen is where you start. Listen, this line opened at 1.5 in favor of the Chargers, and it's actually gone up in favor of the Chargers. I've seen it at 3.5 in some spots. So that leads me to believe that maybe this is a good day for your Justin Herberts, maybe right. Your Mike Williams. I think even if you want to get dicey in the 4 o'clock window with a defense, I think the Chargers defense is a good way to go in that as well. I think the Cowboys are going to be forced to pass the ball a lot today. And look, in week one, they passed for over 400 yards against the Tampa Bay defense with a very good front. Tampa Bay really didn't present a lot of pressure there on the defensive line. So I think the Cowboys are in a good spot. However, you know, listen, it's La La Land, right? We don't know what teams do when they go out to Los Angeles. You know, it's a lot of fun for everybody. Let's not forget, too, the Cowboys had an extra 3 days to prepare for this game today.
Right.
Usually, that's a good thing, right? Like, we're going to talk about the Buccaneers here against the Falcons in a little bit. But, again, they had a little extra time. So, what do they do with that time out in La La Land? But, again, we're seeing the line go up. And, again, the Cowboys are historically one of the teams that people will bet on more than anybody else. So, it's very interesting to see the Cowboys getting a lot of the public bets. Public money, and the line is still going in favor of the Chargers. So this could get interesting. I think that we might see a final, and I know this is going to, you know, hammer some people with they might have the total, but maybe a 34-20 finish from the Chargers today. The total has gone all the way up to 55.5, but that's not where it started. It started at 52.5. So I think that we could probably see somewhere in the 54 point total and get some of these late grabbers over there, but all Chargers for me in this one.
Hey, Walsh, you're on a roll, man. I don't want to take you off of it, but I do got a serious question because you know my ADHD is so bad. I don't want to forget this question. You mentioned that you got a heavy stack with Carolina today. Tell me about Mono Boy. Tell me about Sam Darnold. Like, going up against – all right, so I know the numbers are kind of, I guess, misleading a little bit. It's only been one – we've only had one game so far in this young campaign of 2021. But the Saints defense did look great last week. And a lot of that you just talked about was maybe the Packers just not having – any type of chemistry to get, like you mentioned it, they didn't even show up. They didn't even walk onto the field. Do you think Darnold has a decent shot going up against, you know, the Saints defense that, you know, the defensive line can get after it? Their defense is no slouch, but Darnold had a pretty impressive game last week against the Jets, 20 points. Do you think he can maybe mirror that or get a little bit higher?
I mean, of course.
It's a great value play on DraftKings.
Yeah, and yeah, 5,200 on DraftKings. I absolutely love the move. So the one thing that really stuck out to me last week, number one, well, I should say the two things that stuck out to me. One, he had the long pass to Robbie Anderson for the Jets revenge combo there. My podcast mate, Paul Shapiro, called that out in week one, so good on him. But 20 points for Darnold in week one on DraftKings, right? And again, if we think that the Panthers are going to be the, you know, the dominant force that we think, then of course, that other thing that stuck out to me last week, there was a route that Christian McCaffrey ran against one of the Jets linebackers. And the tag, I guess, on the tweet was, oh my God, you can't let these, you know, you can't let these types of routes up. My takeaway was, how do you defend that? You know, like,
right.
McCaffrey's doing one of those.
He's doing an option route. Yeah.
Against the linebacker, and then he goes off for a 20-yard gain. Like, how are you supposed to defend that? Listen, the Saints, they had a rough week. You know, they had all those positive COVID tests to the offensive side of their ball. I think that's going to be a big thing. They had, like, seven coaches come down with the COVID who were all fully vaccinated, and they still get the COVID, you know, on them. And then I think yesterday, even two more coaches. So I think that that's just a franchise in a little bit of disarray right now. Not to mention they got displaced with Hurricane Ida. Right. You know, so they're not even in New Orleans. I just think that there's a lot of chaos that didn't really rise to the top last week, and we're probably going to see it today. I mentioned it. So there's a sports book, Points Bet, where they do points betting. And so if I bet like $50 on Panthers plus 3.5 today, I get $50 for every single point that I'm right in that game. So
hey, there you go.
If the Panthers win the game by 21 points, I don't know, do the quick math. 50 times, I don't know.
I was terrible at math. Don't put me on the spot, Walsh.
Yeah, but like close to a grand if they do something like that. But you also got to look at it from the other perspective. If the Saints win the game by 20, then you're going to be down a grand. But I just don't think it's going to go that way. I think it's all Panthers today. And I'm glad we had this talk because I might be going Sammy Darnold in DFS today now.
That's I'm going with Sammy Darnold too. He just gives you so much options everywhere else. 5,200, man. It allows you to get – and I don't want to tease this. We got, you know, who do you love coming up in the next segment. But I got to tell you, man, I got a lot of Nick Chubb and a lot of Christian McCaffrey for my backs today.
Sounds good to me, brother.
And the only way you do that is by getting a little bit of Sammy Darnold Mono Boy in there. All right, what else you got in your bag of goodies, Walsh? We're almost out of here. Two-minute drill.
Yeah, so we'll go to the 4 o'clock window. I think Tampa's going to absolutely mop up the Falcons today. If you're looking for a DFS defense, I think that's probably your best bet. We might see a little bit of rain in the forecast today. So, again, Tom Brady, he's always been good in inclement weather. Matt Ryan, not so much. I think that's where we're going to see the difference in this game. So obviously going that way, I got in season long, I got the Cardinals defense today. That's going to be an interesting game. I wrote an article today for best prop bets, over on awesomeo.com using the Awesomeo prop betting tool. It's unbelievable. They take the projections that they have each week and put it up against the best prices on the prop betting market. But in this game, Kirk Cousins under 1.5 touchdowns. It's a weird number, but basically what they're saying, I think the Vikings are going to do their dirt running the football today. And also in that same game, Alexander Mattison, he is the backup running back for the Minnesota Vikings there to Dalvin Cook. Over 10.5 yards, that prop bet was like the algorithm almost broke.
Right.
It was so good. Alexander Mattison had over 10 rushing yards in each of his first six games last season. What does that mean? It means that they probably don't want to have Dalvin Cook, you know, blow his load here at the beginning of the season. So that's a nice prop bet to look at today for Alexander Mattison, over 10.5 rushing yards today.
Gotta love that. Any other last saved rounds, Walsh? We got to get you out of here, brother.
Yeah, I just, you know, there's probably some DFS goodness in that Chargers-Cowboys game, so make sure you have a piece of that in your full slate matchups there on this Sunday. And also, too, another guy that popped off on the projections up against the prop bets, Will Dissly for the Seattle Seahawks. He's the minimum price on DraftKings at $3,000. He played 70% of the snaps in week one, as did his tight end counterpart, Gerald Everett, there also on the Seahawks. But this is a good matchup today. The Cardinals really don't utilize the tight end matchup there, but they did attack the middle of the field last week, and the Seahawks got two tight ends that could fill in more than capable enough for this matchup. So definitely take a look at Will Dissly at the min price on DraftKings.
Well, Walsh, since you brought it up and we got like a minute left, let me ask you a little bit about the running back situation in this game. You got two really solid running backs, Chris Carson, and then on the other side, we got Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry going up against this Seattle Seahawks defense that isn't exactly what it used to be. Still patrolled by Bobby Wagner, and they can get after it, but it looks like the Titans can actually run away with it if they elect to. They're going to be on the road, and usually we know the trends. Road dogs throw a little bit more on the road.
Yeah, absolutely. This game was kind of popping off too. Chris Carson, you know, just to give you guys a little heads up, I know, you know, maybe not everybody's a member over at Awesome-O, but Chris Carson was one of the guys that was in every single lineup build for the optimizer this week. So that's a good number.
Pretty easy to be a part of, to be a member and subscribe to Awesome-O, right? You just got to go to awesomeo.com and then sign up for the bulletin.
Absolutely. The amount of resources that you get is absolutely ridiculous. So I would certainly do that. But yeah, I mean, you know, this is kind of a nice pivot, right? Like if you're trying to avoid the ownership of the Cowboys Chargers game, I do think that the Seahawks Titans game could very well be good. I know Tyler Lockett was the guy last week, so that probably means that, you know, like if we're going off historical data, that he's not going to do that 2 weeks in a row. So maybe that means that, you know, Metcalf and those tight ends that I was talking about, you know, Tennessee left the middle of the field absolutely wide open last week. So, you know, let's keep an eye on that matchup over there.
I love it, man. It's Al Walsh. You can find him on Twitter at 14a.walsh. He's doing work with awesomeo.com. And what the hell, he's got his own podcast now, you know, taking sides. The guy's all over the place. One of the best in the business, man. Thank you for joining the Wagon Wire, brother.
Absolutely. I'm glad that we got this out because on the podcast this week, I fumbled and stumbled my words there today. Straight shooter.
Hey, man, you know what? Take any type of audio that you want from this and use it as a promo, bro.
You got it.
All right, man. Hey, we'll talk to you next week. Nothing but love, bro.
I'd be good, brother.
Later. Yep. Later. There he is. He is one of the best in the business. 14a.walsh on Twitter. That's where you can go to right now and follow him. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll answer more of your fantasy football questions, get you set up and kicked off. For Who Do You Love? It's the signature show, signature segment on the Wagon Wire, 1049, 1019, AM 1260. Stream it live at hornfm.com. All right, hour number two in the books. Let's get those fantasy football questions fired up, primed up, tuned up, and ready. Specs text line, 512-337-3776. You guys are flooding it already. I love it. Trying to answer them on the air and on the radio instead of typing them out, but I'll get to you and type them out as fast as I can and as frequently as I can. Now, I know that the signature segment is coming up here, so make sure you're listening to that as well. Lineups lock at 12. I need to lock my lineups in two and still look at all the updates coming up, so I'll get you a prize of all that coming in. Trying to answer all the questions. I'm so thankful that you guys are flooding this stuff, man. Had like 30 some questions on Chad and Kevin on Shirts and Skins. Chad and Kevin. Chad and Trey had on Shirts and Skins on Thursday, and I knew I would get hit heavy with the questions today. I love it, man. Love it. The Wagner Wire, 1049, 1019, 8 and 1260. It's streaming live at hornfm.com. Don't go anywhere.